Heartbeat Song. That's Kelly Clarkson on Nova 103.5. Of course, the Castle Light Tennis Side tournaments take place this weekend at the Trusco United Sports Fields. We've been talking about them throughout the week. I'll be there tomorrow. Another person who'll be there tomorrow, but will probably be a lot more active than me, is Reinhard Bernardi. Reinhard, how are you doing?
Hey, David. Good. Can't complain. Happy to be here.
So before we get on to all of the rugby and the events starting tonight and going into tomorrow, how often do you wash your gym clothes?
Funny enough, I haven't been gymming as much as I should, but the whole new year, new me, I should be.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I've been occupied with work a little bit, so okay. Not as often as I would like.
But if you do, if you wear a pair of gym clothes, do they go straight in the wash, or are you prepared to, you know, wear them another time?
I'm going to be that guy and say sometimes when you're lazy, you're kind of like, I could stretch this shirt for another day. So
no,
let's leave it at that.
No,
you know,
no,
it's tough.
No.
It's tough.
I got a message from Michelle, and she basically said, if you can wear your gym clothes again without washing them, you're clearly not exercising hard enough. So...
That is true. I can't even argue that statement.
It makes me feel a bit better because I know my gym clothes, there's no way that I could ever possibly even try and wear them a second time.
Do you at least take them out of the cupboard? That's a good start, David. Like,
no, I've been wearing them and I work out in them and then they go in the wash because then they are stanky.
At least you're working. That's the good news. That's the good news.
Well, apparently this is all because the French government has actually now suggested that you should wear your gym clothes 3 times. Before washing them.
I can't imagine the hygiene be great off in terms, you know. So
no, and I mean, okay, after this weekend's rugby, I'm guessing the rugby togs are going in the wash.
Oh yeah, the socks especially. Those are disgusting afterwards.
Okay, right now, so you are playing. You got your match scheduled. Do you know when you're playing?
Yeah, so the first game is this evening against Western Suburbs at 7:15. So yeah, that's for the first team now. And we're excited. We don't know what the rain's going to do. The pitch was slippery last night. But I mean, it's better than 35 degrees plus.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Sorry, your team is?
So this is United first team.
Okay.
That's the team I'll be playing for. And then, of course, we have the rest of the clubs involved. Suburbs, United, there's some teams from Kietmans, Wanderers, so yeah, and Unam as well.
All right. Are there any teams that you are specifically wary about? You know, some teams that we know are really, really tough competition?
I think there's some key players. Genuinely, Oaks that play very good rugby, strong runners. Also, very much on the young side. I found out the other day they're playing and they're born like in 2003. And I'm like, must be great to have knees functioning. So, yeah, no, I think every single team we'll be facing is going to be a very good challenge.
What are you complaining about? How old are you?
I turned 30 the other day.
Yo, I'm 46.
Just let me be. It's an excuse I use, David. It's an excuse.
Okay, well, we'll take a quick song and then we're going to chat to you a little bit more. Here's Christopher Cross. The best that you can do. That's Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross on Nova 103.5. So we're still talking Castle Light Tennis Side. We're talking tennis side rugby. I've got Reinhard Bernardi in the studio with me. He's playing for the United first team. So obviously knows what he's doing.
Sometimes.
Okay, Reinhard, have you played all sort of all the different disciplines? You've obviously done the standard 15 man team. Have you played sevens?
Sevens, yes. All sevens, right. Is actually what I specialize in more.
Okay.
Rather than 15s. And then, of course, tens you automatically play. It's a very promotional sort of style of rugby, quite fun to play.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to find out from you. I wanted to ask you, like, if you can try and explain to us, you know, how different is tennis side? Do tactics, you know, how do the tactics change? We were speaking to one of the, I forget his name now. I spoke to him yesterday, and that's horrible of me to have forgotten his name already.
It'll come back to you. It'll come back.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, tonight as I'm about to fall asleep.
Exactly.
But he was saying that with the tennis side, you know, it's sort of, you don't have so much reliance on the heavy forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's maybe a bit more, not quite as runny as sevens, but but more runny than that doesn't sound
than
right.
15. But yeah. No. Your train of thought there, or the way you're thinking about it, is actually correct, because sevens, super fast pace, 7 minutes aside, the light oaks with quick feet. nightmare.
Mm.
Then you have the 15s, then you obviously have a bit more of a balance, but it is a slower game, it's heavier. So 10s, 10 aside, 10 minutes aside,
mm-hmm.
and depending on how you select your team, they generally, it's usually your lighter forwards,
okay.
and then of course, your backs remain your backs. So an exciting game. I mean, it's it allows for a bit more freedom because there's like a bit more space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's generally just fun to play. You got your first teams, your second teams, as well as your barbarian teams. Those are usually the fun teams because those are the teams that can drink and play.
All right.
Which, is, yeah.
Which isn't normally advisable.
It's not advisable. Please do not do that.
Okay. In terms of scrums and rucks and mauls and lineouts, are there any differences between let's say, 15s and 10s?
Yeah, so for the scrums, you of course only have your front three, your two props, your hooker, your two locks, and then the flanks and the eighth man falls away.
Okay.
So a bit lighter in that sense. And then for the back line, you pretty much have your 9-10, two centers and a wing. So you're missing that fullback element,
mm-hmm.
which is usually covered by your number nine or your scrum half. And yeah, that's about the gist of it.
Okay. And then no sort of other rule changes as such, you know, it's still full on tackling. It's still
full on tackling, normal rules. I know up in Cape Town, because it's a bit bigger scale with regards to like making the game a bit more exciting, they got some interesting rules when they bring in like certain balls like they used to with Varsity Cup.
Okay.
And that counts different points. But for Namibia for this weekend, pretty standard rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're looking, like you say, 10 minutes aside with a 5 minute halftime. So basically looking at a game every half hour.
Every half an hour, which makes it great. It allows you to see a lot more teams playing. We got some of the female rugby teams playing as well, which is, I personally enjoy that rugby. It's a good game of rugby to watch. It gives you a bit of a different view on things as well. So yeah, a lot of exciting rugby this weekend.
All right, and that of course starts tonight from 6. We'll have games possibly in the rain.
Possibly.
How does that actually, now that we're talking about it, you know, if we've got rain tonight, the field will still probably be a little bit wet tomorrow, but there might not be rain. There might be some sunshine in the morning, then going through into the evening again with the sort of quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, we could be looking at rain again. Does that change tactics? Do you do a different game plan?
We definitely do. I mean, even considering last night's training, just the fact that you don't feel like sound when you take a step on grass, you like have the possibility of slipping is already inconvenient. And then it's already hard to catch a ball, you know, when someone's trying to tackle the life out of you. So now you got to catch wet rugby ball and it becomes a bit crazy. And I think especially in Namibia, we're not used to playing in the rain.
Yeah.
But however, it's going to cool things down. Literally.
Yeah.
So I'm not complaining.
Okay. Well, there we go. You can go and watch Reinhardt. You can go and watch all the other teams as well. The Castle Light tennis side taking place from tonight from 6 o'clock and then tomorrow again from 8 in the morning through till 10 in the evening. Tickets are available. Just go and get them on Kuduki. Reinhardt, thanks so much.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. Lovely to be here.